Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, sorry about that, you guys. That's one of my intros. It automatically plays, so forgive me. And we'll edit all this for the live broadcast on Facebook, YouTube, and Periscope. So we'll edit it so that it all sounds good. But let's get we were just talking. We had Joe Manchek in. He was discussing ballot access as well as having to run a candidate for governor every 4 years or we lose ballot access in Ohio. And I believe in my view that that is exactly what the Democrats' aim is in having one foot in the Democrat Party and one foot out of the Democrat Party in the Green Party. I believe that they are systematically trying to get rid of the ballot access that the Greens have acquired over the years.
That's exactly what it is, Tony. Like in 2016 with Bernie Sanders on the ballot in the Democratic Party primary election, it caused the Green Party of Ohio to lose a lot of its registered members. What happens in Ohio, the only time you can declare your political affiliation is when you vote in the primary elections. So the last primary election was in 2016, and with Bernie Sanders running on the Democratic ticket, in order to vote for Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary election, you had to go to the polls and request a Democratic Party ballot with Bernie's name on it. Otherwise, you could not vote for Bernie if you were a registered Green Party member.
Right.
You had to declare your political affiliation with the Democratic Party. They give you a Democratic Party primary ballot to vote on, and then you vote for Bernie. At that point, you cannot vote for any Green Party candidates in the Green Party primary election. You can only vote for the Democrats. And when you do that, the Board of Elections automatically registered those Green Party members as Democrats. So in 2016, the Green Party of Ohio lost a lot of registered Greens, you know, because they wanted to vote for Bernie. And, you know, that's what the Democratic Party has been doing for decades. They put a progressive candidate on the ballot with progressive views, and that's how they try to move registered Greens out of the Green Party. And,
exactly.
You know, that's an attempt to just screw over the Green Party and another attempt to cause us to lose ballot access.
Exactly. So, this is for George. George, what do you think about our leaders, or so-called, in the Green Party? And, you know, I'm going to just call him out because he's the main culprit, David Cobb, Ben Mansky. These people have been Democratic operatives since the 90s. What do you think about them? Do you think they are actively, because a lot of Greens believe this across the country, that they have been actively for the last 13 years or so, 14 years, actively hurting and shrinking the Green Party. And you can even just see that in the voting. In 2000, the great Ralph Nader, he received 2.8 million votes. 2016, Jill Stein received 1.4 million votes. If this were a corporation, the CEO would be fired because there's no growth. So do you believe that David Cobb and Ben Mansky and some of the GPUS leaders that we look as leaders, because there's no leader in the Green Party, which is one of the reasons why I love this party so much. There's no leaders. There's grassroots. The people lead. And the so-called leaders are the ones who are supposed to carry out our wishes. So my question again is, do you think that these leaders have the Green Party's best interest at heart, or do you believe they're playing politics and trying to actively co-opt our party, as you said earlier? So what are your views on that? And then, Joe, too, I'd like you to chime on that after George. But go ahead, George.
Well, there's a whole lot there, and I'll attempt to try to unpack some of it. You know, there's always going to be personality conflicts, and I've got some real beefs with some people. But let me start with saying that using the word leaders, I think we should drop that. But then again, I'll backpedal real quick, because the real leadership of the party are the names people have never heard. If they've heard it, they don't know what they're doing, because they're in the trenches. This is people that are on with the Federation I'm talking about. I mean, we got
heroes
and leaders in the state parties. We got a whole bunch of heroes in the state parties, which is the backbone of this Federation. But when we're talking about the Association of State Green Parties, that's what's referred to as the Federation. We have a state, we have a steering committee. We have a national coordinating committee, So, and David Cobb ain't anywhere on there.
Right.
David Cobb ain't a leader of that. David
right.
Cobb is not a leader of the Green Party. This is a part of his spin and manipulation. Yes, he
right.
was a presidential nominee, which he hustled his way on and actually stole the nomination back in 2004. I mean, let's just get frank about Cobb. I'm not a fan of Cobb. Now, Mansky, I don't want to get into too much thrashing on Mansky, and he's not in on, although I have some issues, he's not in on the national level. He may be pulling some back handles from kind of an advisory board type of thing, but, you know, he had a son. He's had a child. He's kind of stepped back. He's retreated back in California. To be honest, I don't even know if he's active in the California Green Party. So, you know, we'd have to investigate that. But I think he's backed out. Now, they're both real good friends with Jill. And, you know, so we got to be cautious with that word. I think it gets used and abused, these leaders. Cobb is no leader. I mean, Uncle Fester here, let's just be real. He is just spinning hard. This guy is just spinning hard on what he can do to try to pull in the burners on what I call Operation Bird Dog, which is, you know, Bernie had the Operation Sheep Dog. I call it the Operation Bird Dog. So we're
yes,
flushing
sir.
Out the burners. And so that's what Stein may have actually been misdirected with people like Cobb, who was technically the campaign manager. He should be fired. Cobb, you're fired. We have fired Cobb. And I agree with you, in a CEO, we'd be firing people. Well, you know what? We need to fire some folks. And Cobb, you're fired. So,
exactly.
You know, that's how I look at that. And for whatever that's worth, you know, there is a body of great leaders. Andrea. From down in Colorado,
yeah.
She's a champion.
Yeah.
She's a champion. You know, we got people that smack talking, trying to bring her down. Andrea is a champion in Colorado, so that's what a leader looks like. You know, and they're not out hijacking Jill Stein's Facebook page and running some jibber jabber like Cobb.
Right.
They're actually in the trenches. Getting work done, and you know, and that's something that's important. But so let's not give these guys too much credit by calling them leaders
right.
when they ain't our leaders. They ain't
right.
leaders. They've got some name recognition, and they're good at latching on to people like Dr. Jill, I call her Dr. Jill, Dr. Stein.
Yeah.
So you know,
yeah.
And there are some players there. I mean, how about Margaret Flowers? Anybody heard of Dr. Margaret Flowers?
Yes, in Maryland. She ran for Senate.
She's a that's
she's
another
running for president
champion
now.
Leader.
Yes.
That's a
yeah, what about Joe DeMar
leader.
In Ohio? Ran for USA.
Yeah, Joe DeMar. Yeah, he's awesome.
And a great leader in the Green Party.
Props. So, that you know, that's where I would switch that narrative. And I appreciate some of the expose that you've done with Cobb. Yeah, but the thing is these guys, let's just fire them. You're fired. Let's just do it like
right.
that, and then let's just move on, and let's start elevating these real heroes in the state
yes,
party
sir.
And the governing body of the National Coordinating Committee.
Exactly. Man, I've been talking about this, my head popped off for the last 2 years. And I've been threatened. I've been intimidated. I can't prove that some people came and stole my equipment out of my house. But I had insurance, so I got it all back. But I can't prove that. I mean, one time I went downstairs, and there was a light bulb missing, you know, and I'm like, so I think they were trying to scare me and intimidate me, but all that did was piss me off and make me even more apt to stop them. And people like Eric Ryberg, you know, he's trying to actively, because the Green News Network, our Green News Network, has far surpassed their Green News Network as far as credibility is concerned. The only thing that's keeping that network going is Jill Stein. If she were to back out of that situation, they would have nobody over there. And he's actively campaigning against us, calling us the fake Green News. So then I have to go out and show them, hey, I trademarked this name, so I got to put that out on the internet and show everybody it's trademarked. A few months before they even thought about Green News Network, I was already in the trenches doing it. So I totally agree with you, George, as far as we need to quit calling David Cobb a leader, and he's fired. So for now on, the narrative I'm going to present to the listening audience is David Cobb's fired. That crowd is dead. Let's elevate these new leaders. Let's elevate these champions that we have in the Green Party. So I totally agree with that. And another, like Joe Manchik, he's a great champion of the Green Party.
Yes.
And truth be told, he's the one who taught me to not give any leeway to Democrats or anything, you know, because initially I took on the narrative of, you know, the burners, they're Democrat refugees. Come on, let's accept them in. But the burners aren't even really burners themselves. So Joe Manchik said, taught me that stand for the Green Party no matter what, because these Democrats are crap. And then he's going around just manhandling these people. And I'm like, wow. So I started doing it. And it feels so much better. It's a better fit. You know, it's like the truth feels so much better when you put it on. And he taught me that. So, I give him props for opening my eyes in that regard as far as the Green Party is concerned. Now, I was always a champion of the Green Party, but I, you know, kind of tried to bring Dems in and was being nice about it. But it's time to stop being nice, and it's time to be real. You know, it's time to people to put your money where your mouth is. Choose up.
Yeah, I agree.
What are you
going to
do? You going green or you going Democrat? If you're going green, be green. If you're going Democrat, get your ass out of here and leave us alone and let us get our work done.
That's how I feel about it, too. Exactly. Hey, I think Deb's called in.
Huh? No, nobody has called in just yet. But go ahead. You can go ahead and speak, Joe. You have the floor.
Well, I got a message that Deb's called in. Maybe you can bring her online.
Let me refresh the dashboard because it's probably not showing up.
Yeah, I'd like to get her perspective on all of this too.
Oh yeah, you got to get Deb.
Okay, here, there she is. Yeah, I just had to refresh. Okay. All right. Hey,
cool.
Deb. Deb, you there? All right. Okay, we're talking about the Green Party, and we're talking about that we want to try to maintain our ballot access by bringing on more Greens, getting people away from the Democrat Party wholeheartedly, and quit fighting with people who have no power, you know, who have manipulation power, like David Cobb or what have you. So we're talking about that kind of stuff. So they were wanting to get your perspective on it, with you being a new Green or what have you. So they wanted to get your perspective. So what do you say to that, Deb?
Yeah, maybe we need to introduce Deb first.
I'm sorry. We're just moving fast. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Deb. Give our listening audience just a brief introduction of who you are. I did earlier, but since you're on, would you mind doing that quick?
I'll do it quick. I'm Deb Dellapiana. I am a very disgruntled American, and I have been for some time now. So I decided we need to do something about this. So it's time to, you know, I guess basically my position now is it's time to just go full forward, full frontal revolution. We need to make magnanimous changes, and I just can't sit here and wait for other people to do it. So I'm trying to do it, and part of that is I am trying on my own to convert people from the Democratic Party to the Green Party. I'm trying to say, why the hell are you guys buying into the people that put us here? You have choices. There are other choices out there. You just refuse to acknowledge it. You think you have to build another party again. And maybe you do.
Right.
Maybe we need six parties like Germany. I don't know. But what I do know is there's something out there right now, right, that could break the back of the duopoly. We could have this revolution halfway down the road if we could do that. And I have people that have just great inertia. And so I am looking at it as a kind of a newcomer because I don't know all the players. I do know David Cobb. I've never heard a damn thing about him that is good. I have seen him in action maybe once or twice. Wasn't impressed. I don't know what the problem is with Margaret Flowers. I kind of like her. I think she's mm-hmm. intelligent, smart, and I am friends with people on Facebook who denigrate her, and I'm trying to figure out why. I've never had the inclination to even do that.
She's on our side as far as the Greens are concerned. She's against David Cobb. She's against the recount stuff, how all that was kind of murky. She was against all that, so she's been ostracized mm-hmm. by a lot of Greens for that situation. So that's why she's kind of put out as an outsider. And we're all kind of put out like we're outsiders, but we are the heart of the party. This is what they fail to realize.
Right.
But go ahead,
mm-hmm.
Deb.
Right. So what my concern is, I hate to see one of the most viable alternatives to the duopoly acting like the duopoly. And that's what this looks like to me. That's what this looks like to me. All the infighting. Like, what the hell? That's not supposed to be the solution to our problem. So I worry about that. And I worry about that there are enough people out there who see it that will say that. Oh, their party's no different than the other two parties because they have been fighting too. It's all the same thing. Well, actually, it isn't because we're not operating. We're not taking money from. The biggest thing we have is we're not owned. And that is the biggest plus the Green Party has. Because no matter whether anybody wants to admit it or not, if you go all the way back to last year when people latched on to Bernie Sanders, they had identified the fact that we had been owned by corporates. We had become a corporate state was the biggest problem for people in this country. Now what has happened is the Democrats have brainwashed people so that the biggest problem in America is Donald Trump. And that's what they are doing to combat the Greens taking any of their people. They're doing the, but if you don't vote for us, we can't get rid of him. That's the same strategy they've been using all along. They don't offer anything. Somehow we need to make sure that we have a message out there.
I totally agree with you, Deb. And what we were talking about earlier is that the new strategy or message that the Green Party should be presenting is the fact that we are the peace movement. Most of the anti-war Democrats or progressives are Greens, you know, now.
Right.
And
right.
we need to be, our slogan, planet and peace over profit and poverty. So
right.
it's incumbent upon us to push the Green Party as the anti-war party. And if you support the Democrats, you support war. So if you're a Democrat, you're a warmonger. And if we push that, I believe that that will bring more people over to the Green Party. And then another aspect of that is the ballot access. And we need to start bringing out the fact that if you support Democrats in primaries and in general elections, you are actively fighting the Green Party and taking away their ballot access, Democratic Party. So if we can push those two attributes, I think those things are tangible things that people can relate to and understand better, as opposed to, you know, what we've been doing and saying, you know, we've got to break up the duopoly, they're corrupt. You know, it seems as people don't care about the corruption. But when you call them a warmonger, then they get pissed off, and they're like, well, and then they can't fight that because when they look, the Democrats have started wars. So
yep.
In my view, that's where we should move forward. And also George's point when he said that George's point to the that we have to maintain our ballot access or what have you. So like I said, if we run those things, I think that the Green Party is going to start an uptick in, you know, in membership. And you see it. I mean, we've got in my party, in the Indiana Green Party, the state Green Party, we have a chair who is works with Democrats, and she says she's proud of working with Democrats. And when I went and looked on her page, she's got a picture of Michael Obama and Barry Sorrento, or Michelle and Barack. She's got a picture of them with their Happy Valentines. And
right.
I'm like, go on her page. I'm like, what do you got this Happy Valentine's for a Democrat for? And you're a Green Party person. And she's like, I'm willing to support Democrats. And I told her straight up to her face, like, you're disgusting. I was like, the Democrats are a war party. And for you to be a chair in the Green Party and support Democrats, I'm like, you're disgusting, and I'm going to actively campaign to get you removed from that seat. And, you know, she blocked me, of course, but that's where it is right now. So
right.
We got to clean these people out of our party and then move our party forward because we've got the platform. We've got it. We've had it since 84, so nobody can take that away from us. So,
yeah.
But anybody can chime in. I mean, you can. I mean, it's free for all. We got about 15 minutes left in regulation, so you guys can chime in, speak to any points you'd like to speak to.
Well, let me address what you just said, Tony.
Go ahead, brother. You have the floor.
Yeah, listen, co-chairs come and go. It's the reality of the situation. Nobody is permanent in this
right.
decentralized horizontal structure. And,
yeah, I love it.
You know, and that's really the magic of it. Not everyone. You'll hear a lot of people. I read it on social media all the time, especially from California operatives. Oh, decentralization is your guys' biggest problem. Blah, blah, blah. We got to centralize our entire operation so we can be co-opted by a couple of greedy folks on the national level. It's insane. It's ridiculous. Decentralization is our strength. And as Deb mentioned, you know, she's got some reservations about the infighting. Anybody that does any social media presence on political knows that there's a whole bunch of infighting. But you know what? I don't see it as our demise. We got to hash this stuff out. I look at it, you know, I don't know about your guys' family, but I got a whole bunch of dysfunctional family. And when we get around at a Thanksgiving dinner table, it's not some peaceful thing. There's no prayer. I mean, there's usually an argument, and sometimes it gets worse than that. So, you know, this is going to happen, and I look at it as a part of the process. And when we have operatives that are saying, well, gee, I'm going to use my position as chair to bring in a bunch of Democrat endorsements. Well, you know what? It's been great. Thanks for your help, but we're done. You're fired.
Right.
And so,
right.
And that can be done, but, you know, that doesn't happen with a small cabal on the federation level. That happens right there where you are, Tony, and you can
right.
do that. You can find the people that you want to elevate, and that's how we put a spin on this, is a positive spin. We can find the
yeah.
people we want to elevate, and let's elevate them.
Yes.
That's
agreed.
Right. The people do that. That's what the people are supposed to be doing, you know?
That's
and,
it.
You're
right.
And that's what, you know, this was never intended to be a top-down thing. You know, it wasn't ever intended to be that the Democrats and the Republicans fed us six heinous people and expected us to make a choice. We need to
right.
take control. We kind of gave some of that up. You know, we got all that, oh, they'll do the right thing in our heads, and we just kind of sat back and let these idiots run the show. And look where we are. You know,
yeah.
So some of it is shame on us. We do have to take power back, and you know what? No one's going to give that to us. It doesn't matter where they come from. You just have to take it.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Agreed.
That's right.
And we just can't be scared, you know, or afraid to offend, you know. I'm not afraid to offend someone, especially if it's my brother or sister in the Green Party and I offend you. You know, that comes with the territory. You know, I get offended by, well, not really, but at times, you know, some people offend me, you know, but they're my brothers and sisters, so we should be able to hash it out. So that's what I think. I think we can hash out these spouts or spats, inter-party spats that we have. But it's healthy, in my view, as George alluded to, because we're speaking up. You know, for a long time, David Cobb was able to manipulate his way into what he would call power, which it's not because the party's grassroots. You can't, you know, that's why he can't control is because of that situation.
That's right.
But we need to be able, like newer Greens, you know, they're coming from the politically correct Democrat Party, so they are afraid to say what the facts are. You know, well, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. Well, somebody's feathers better get ruffled or we're all going to be up shit creek, excuse my language. So I believe we should do that, and we shouldn't care if, you know, who it offends or if it offends someone. And if they leave, they were never a part of the party to begin with, in my view.
Right.
But we've got we've got 3 minutes. Jesus, it's going fast. We've got 3 minutes left in regulation, so I'm going to go ahead and close the show out. Maybe we can come back again, and maybe we'll probably have to do like a two-hour session or something so we can get all of this information out, because we all got a lot of information to present. And I'm glad the listening audience came back. You guys came through. We're only at 104 people, but, geez, I mean, almost all you guys came back. So we thank you for listening in. And you guys, if you want to call in, please call in at 914-205-5327. We'll let you speak live. I know in my shows I don't answer the calls when you guys are calling in a lot of the time because I want to get all this information out. But we will take your calls in the future. So if all of you guys, let's start with Joe. If you guys can just give a brief final statement as far as, you know, where you want to go from here. Maybe give, you know, plug your campaigns or whatever you're doing. And then from that point, then we'll go ahead and close out. So, Joe, if you would, just give us, a brief final statement, and then we'll just go down the line.
Well, for the next several weeks, I'm planning on being at a voter registration drive in Pataskala, Ohio, at the Nutcracker Family Restaurant. It's at the corner of Route 310 and Broad Street in Pataskala. We're gonna be there every Thursday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for voter registration. So if anyone needs to register to vote, come on out and see us at the Nutcracker today.
All right.
And even if you're not even if you don't need to register to vote, just come on out and say hello. I'd like to meet the people of the 12th Congressional District, and this will be your opportunity to meet me, and we'll have a good chance to talk. So come on out.
All right. And then if you have any information, Joe, I'll be happy to share it throughout social media.
There's one other thing I forgot to mention. My campaign manager gets mad at me all the time for not saying this. Text the word vote to 89800. That's 89800. Text the word vote to 89800, and you will get text messages and updates about my campaign in the future.
All right. Well, make sure you guys text that and make sure you guys follow Joe. Get him in office. He is a great advocate, and we need him in office. And him and Constance Goodell Newton, in my view, have the best chances of becoming the first Greens to reach national prominence. So please support his campaign. George, if you would give our listening audience just Joe did and give us a last brief final statement, and then we'll move on to Deb, and then we'll go ahead and close the show out. You have the floor, George.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Tony. I really do appreciate the opportunity. I hope we can do more of these. I've been encouraging you to do this more. We need more of this. Meet the Left. These roundtable discussions is brilliant. I want to encourage you. It's great to have Deb on. I've been following her YouTube. Everybody ought to check out Deb's YouTube. I mean, I love her style.
Awesome.
And Joe, I've been following Joe for years on social media, and he is right on the money. I love that we've got voices like that. Now, see, I'm a team player, so I'm not running for office. I'm not going to pitch for myself. I want to encourage. I'm recruiting. I'm seeking people to run here in Portland, Oregon, or the state. But Pacific Greens, with an S at the end there, .org. I'm also involved. I'm on the state coordinating committee with Pacific Green Party of Oregon again. I was in 2011, and I worked on the Dr. Jill campaign, and also was on Green Party ballot access committee back in those days. I'm also a part of Equal Vote, and that's Equal Vote. You can look that up, and Star Voting. We have got to find some alternative voting methods if we are going to advance the third party platform. We have got to find. We got to get out of this duopoly trap, and it's a mouse trap. So, in proportional representation, I hear some people down in Cali. The other last thing I want to leave on is I want to send out an olive branch to the West Coast Greens, and I want to try to develop some sort of West Coast regional coalition. I want to bring in Seattle. I want to Washington. I want to see California, maybe even Idaho. I'd like to even maybe even bring in Colorado and Arizona. If there's any interested parties, Greens, I don't want to deal with any reformers. I don't even want any burners that are still burning. Greens.
Right.
And let's see if we can't tackle not this regional area. Anyway, thanks a lot.
Right.
I appreciate it. Out.
Not a problem. And I definitely agree with you, and then I'm going to actively do some research in that area and in that regard, and I'm going to actively try to move that along. So Star Voting, brothers and sisters, look up Star Voting, and let's go ahead and try to get some support for this sort of ranked choice voting type of thing is what Star is. So you guys, let's support this. Star seems like I looked it up as we were talking. It's beautiful. So this is something that will oh my God, if we install this, Greens will run the table, period. So let's go ahead and get Deb Della Piana and get her last statement. And we will do more of these Meet the Left roundtables. I'll try to do one at least twice a month. That way we can just see, you know, the show progressively get better, and then people can listen to the different shows and see how things have grown over time. So we'll be basically your Green Party updaters here at Meet the Left Roundtable. So we are going to do that a lot more, and like I said, at least twice a month. And if it gets real popular, then we may have to go, you know, every other day or every other week or whatever, something to that effect. At any rate, let's go ahead and get Deb Della Piana and have her give her final statement, and then we'll go ahead and close the show. You have the floor, Deb.
Okay. All right, so I have some interesting news. I went to a North Shore, you know, North Shore Boston Green meeting up in Beverly because I'm friends with a really good, you know, on Facebook with a Green. She's helping me out. We help each other out. And I just went up there to sit in because I, you know, I've actually been to a formal meeting. So now, as it turns out, they're trying to get me to be the co-chair of that. Of that.
Awesome.
They made it so that, you know, they could accept us even though we're closer to the Boston location. And honestly, I'm just riding the fence because I'm afraid I won't have the time to devote to it. And I don't know. I've told them I will meet with them and talk to them. And there may be times when I actually have to Skype into a meeting instead of going there because I'm concerned with, I still have four kids, you know, and,
right.
you know, my partner travels and sometimes I have kid duty. And so I also teach. So I usually, that's a Monday night and that's usually the meeting night. So I'm trying to work it in with everything. I also don't want to stop what I'm doing with become ungovernable either. So I got to make it all work out, but I am, you know, I have returned the email and I am meeting with the current co-chair who needs to to back out because she's got too many family commitments. So
right.
I'm going to see where that goes. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Well, good luck.
And
good luck with that, Deb. Go ahead.
I just want to make sure I can do it justice. So, you know, that's what my biggest concern is. You know, so I'm hoping I can squeeze it in. I will keep you guys posted. But other than that, the only thing I want to start doing locally, and once the weather gets better, it's hard to rope people on the street in Boston when it's 32 degrees, I can tell you, is to start, you know, to start setting up, even in my own town, full days a week, right out in front of the post office. There used to be an impeach Obama group that used to sit out there the whole time he was president. I'm going to take the space out there in front of the post office to try to convert people to the Green Party once spring
comes.
That's
awesome. That's awesome. I do that myself, in my neighborhood. I know all my neighbors, and they know me as the green guy. But whenever I come around, like right now, I'm getting signatures for George Wolf to become Secretary of State. And he's a Green Party member, Indiana Green. So we're trying to get him signatures to get him on the ballot so that we can vote for him for Secretary of State. And I'm going around my neighborhood with the petition, and they're like, oh, Jesus, there's the green guy. And I'm like, yeah, I just want to see. But my point in saying that is that the local is where it's at. It's grassroots. So us all doing this local thing is great. And in the Democrat Party, it's not really like that. The only time you see a Democrat is in the election time. But with the Greens, you see us all the time. We're always open and willing and ready to talk. Well, me in my neighborhood, anyway. So let's just continue to do things locally and bring it up to the national. It starts at the bottom, then goes up, not top to us. So let's continue to do that. I want to thank all of our special guests. You guys are fantastic, and I really thank you guys for supporting the Green Party. And we'll do our best to support all the endeavors that you guys are in. And personally, I'm going to do my best to make sure to send all that stuff out to people so everybody can get the information that they need, you know, about us and what we have to offer. Because we got a lot to offer. We just got to get the people to understand what we're about, why we're doing what we're doing, and where we're going. So if people can get that, I think the Green Party is going to do well. So, again, thank you guys for being on the show. I'll probably schedule a show maybe in 2 weeks or so, and we'll see how it goes as far as you guys' schedule. But I am going to schedule a show, another round table, for 2 weeks from now, and we'll see how that works out. So thank you guys again for listening into the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to go edit this show so that it's a lot nicer and not so chunky, and then I'm going to go ahead and rebroadcast this show via Facebook, Periscope, and YouTube. So you guys be looking for that within the next hour or so. So thanks again for listening in. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Until we meet again at the appointed time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tony.